Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Red It Up is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Help support TWiT with your Amazon purchases. Visit twit.tv/Amazon, click on the Amazon banner, and shop as usual. That's twit.tv/Amazon, and thanks for your support.
This is Red It Up, Episode 1, recorded Wednesday, July 30th, 2014. Hello and welcome to Red It Up. This is a show that'll teach you and discuss and talk about all the fantastic stuff that happened this week on Reddit. I'm Chad Johnson.
I'm Sarah Lane. If you're not familiar with Reddit, it's kind of where all the memes begin on the internet, where news starts and gains momentum, and there's a huge community there. And we here at TWiT decided, why do we not have a show that celebrates all that is good and holy about Reddit?
Absolutely. There's so much stuff going on. Everyone's experience on Reddit is different. We hope that we complement your experiences.
Absolutely.
And we just want to have a good old discussion. We're on episode one.
Episode one.
We've been doing practice episodes forever.
We've actually, anybody who's been watching our Thursday afternoons Pacific time here on TWiT knows that we've gone through quite a few beta episodes and trying out the format a little bit. And we got to a point where we felt like our feedback was good and we were happy, and so we decided, let's make this official. So this is episode one of Red It Up, brand new show on TWiT.
Excited.
I haven't had a new show launch in a while. It's been a while. Yeah.
It's been a long time, actually.
It has.
Yeah. Actually, I guess App Arena was, I was thinking for TWiT in general, we haven't had a new show. We had Android App Arena.
Yeah.
And I thought there was one other.
It's always fun to add a new show to your roster. I don't know if you feel that way, but I definitely, and you got to keep it spicy.
Yep. Yep. So we're going to start off the show with the top stories of the week. This is across all of basically the top, the normal subreddits. These are the default subreddits. So,
and these are top stories, meaning that the Reddit community voted them up.
Right.
So they
right.
rise to the top. If right. you're not
so if you
familiar
missed
with Reddit,
this week,
that's how it all works.
Right. We cover it.
Yeah.
Here.
We're giving you the TLDR version of right. all that's good right. about Reddit this week. All right. I'll start. If you ever miss sort of these old sounds of computing. Remember how we all had dial-up modems? Everybody remembers that sound. There were quite a few of them, though, and they actually all exist in the Museum of Endangered Sounds. It's a real thing. This was submitted to Reddit by user Corn Beetle. And when you go to the link, the originating link, you can play a variety of sounds that you might not even know that you missed.
Oh,
the old AIM.
That is a...
Remember when your coworkers used to not turn that off? Well, you probably were not
they
working.
They would not turn that
it's
off, and so you just hear
it's
it?
Not my fault.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
That's the Mac lady.
It's not my fault. It's not...
That's annoying.
I also kind of like the web page. It's kind of minimally designed with this...
it's great.
And so you click on a thing, you get a little animated GIF of what it is, and then you get to hear the sound. What's the Nintendo one? Scroll down a little bit. That one. Nintendo cartridge. Putting that Nintendo cartridge in.
Yeah, you
gotta right
blow on the cartridge. I was about to say, if they don't blow on it, this is stupid. No, it's funny because the sounds are all...
So iconic.
They something happens where I'm like, even the AIM message, I'm like, somebody's just sending me a message.
I know. You get that little bit of thrill.
For many years, it was like, new message from somebody I might like.
Right.
It used to be that you could always tell like who the noobs were in your office because
it wouldn't turn off.
They wouldn't turn off. And it's like, dude.
It's like the original
turn
Nokia.
Turn off your sounds.
I actually think I saw a Nokia phone. The Nokia ring. Is that the ringtone? Yes, that. If you had not changed that, you knew. It was like, I don't know how to turn off my default ringtone.
I heard a few of those on my recent trip to Europe.
Yes.
I'm not calling out any country specifically.
I'm just saying... Yeah.
That some people still have that ring. Maybe it was, for retro purposes.
Right.
Maybe they wanted to.
At this point, I think it's so old, it's cool.
I love it.
AOL, that dial tone. Sounds are so iconic, and if you don't have to approach them every day, they just kind of die away. So this is the museum of sounds.
The subreddit this was submitted to, by the way, was Internet is Beautiful,
love
which
that.
I think is very appropriate.
Love that.
It is beautiful in its annoying modem sort of way.
So this was on r/news, submitted by Stupid. Siberian discovery suggests that almost all dinosaurs were feathered.
Now, see, I thought it was just the pterodactyls because those were the flying dinosaurs.
It's funny because if you think about an image of a T-Rex, right?
Right.
Iconic image of T-Rex, it does look like if I think about that, that looks like chicken skin.
It looks
like a chicken that's been defeathered.
But, a plucked chicken.
A plucked chicken.
You don't think of a T-Rex as being a feathery carnivore.
No.
It's going to get you.
So it's showing, in the article, it shows dinosaurs that look like raptors with feathers on them. And that's what this discovery was kind of suggesting.
It kind of makes sense, though, because if birds descended from dinosaurs and birds have feathers, where did the feathers come from?
Right.
I'm no scientist, but I feel like it makes sense to me.
It does. Now, and then I was thinking, like, did we not find fossil? Like, wouldn't the fossil record show a dinosaurs imprinted in mud with feathers? And maybe there are some dinosaurs that lived in climates that weren't muddy. I don't know. Like, I guess I'm not a paleontologist, so I don't know where bones are discovered. And it might be that the bones that were discovered were in a dehydrated state, so the feathers would never exist. And you're only finding bones. You're not finding the I don't know. It's interesting.
It's interesting nonetheless. Yeah. All right, moving on. This is actually good news if you live in the U.S. and you like to, stick it to Russia. The Opportunity rover passed 25 miles of driving, which also passes Russia's Lunokhod 2 for the off-Earth driving record. 25 miles is about 40.25 kilometers, and it's still going.
Woohoo!
So it's a record holder, and
we're still going.
And still going strong. It's pretty cool.
Wow. USA. USA.
Opportunity knocks.
We're
land
on
of
Mars.
Opportunity.
Driving faster than you.
Yeah,
further
Russia.
Than you.
Sorry, Russia. Don't do anything bad.
This next one was on r/pics, so you can imagine that this is going to be an interesting photo. And the caption is, beards are awesome.
Oh, my.
Do you understand
goodness.
What's going on here? This is not Photoshopped. This is a man.
This.
Looking into the sky, and you can see his neck. And so he's drawn on his neck. Isn't this crazy?
Oh, so I was going to go way further than that, but you're right.
So he's just looking
he's
all
just
the way
looking up. It's this.
And he has a crazy neck beard, and he's drawn on his face, put sunglasses on it. By the way, if you don't know already, this is kind of a visual show. If you're an audio listener, you might want to consider downloading the video version. And that was submitted by a user who has a hilarious username. PM me your nudes, ladies.
So, send me nude photos.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Via private messenger,
right,
PM.
Right. Classy.
Not
classy.
Not prime minister or project manager. Yeah, good, classy
project
stuff.
Project manager, if you could.
Sometimes the Reddit usernames are the best part of the show.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. The U.S. Congress, some computers in the U.S. Congress, the IP addresses, were banned from Wikipedia after anonymous user edits. There are quite a few of them, but one of them hilariously changed Donald Rumsfeld's biography to describe him as an alien lizard, which is not even like a political thing. Like Donald Rumsfeld had some terrible policies, or I don't like that. You're an alien lizard.
This is the funniest because you imagine Congress being so upstanding, and so regal. I don't imagine them having the childish nature of I'm going to change their Wikipedia article to say he's an alien lizard.
Well, that's the best part is like in the building that houses Congress people,
yeah.
Interns, whoever else,
billions
secretaries.
Of dollars of military funding is decided in that building.
Someone is just like,
mm-hmm. I know.
Let's see what happens. And the thing is that it's IP based, so it's not like, you can search for fingerprints and figure out who did it.
Right.
So I think that's probably
very
part
funny.
Of the fun. So
finally, this was submitted to r/pics, so it's another photo from Ray Chol 17. You ready for it, Josh? Guess what, Sarah?
What?
Moving on to the video break of the show. This is just a simple video on how to fish for piranhas the easy way.
Oh.
This was submitted to r/videos.
It's never
from
easy.
El Pinaguino. So this is a video of a woman
she's dangling meat into
water, and then the piranhas just go crazy for the meat. And
oh
then
my
she picks.
Gosh, they're little mean buggers, aren't they? Now, see, you gotta be really
confident that you're not gonna slip a little bit and put your finger in the water.
I've seen too many horror movies, so in my mind, a piranha is like as big as me.
However, if
they're going to go for meat in that way, imagine if you had like a little, you know, scrape on your arm or something. No, thank you.
So, I'd also heard that piranhas, the way that they detect what
they're still mad.
And she goes back. It's like her meat they ate it all, so she's getting fresh meat. There's the piranhas. There's just a bucket of piranhas right there. It also scares the crap out of me.
Just going for it. Yikes.
But they sense the disturbance in the top layer of the water. So if you dove all the way into I'm regretting saying this, because if I was wrong and someone's like, hey, I dove into the water to escape piranhas, don't blame me, folks. They detect the surface disturbance, and then they go for it. So she's dangling it right in the front of the top of the surface. So if she would actually like put it in the water, they
you know
might
a lot about this.
That's what I read.
Okay,
I swear I read like
if you
Brian's
read it on Reddit,
it
must be true.
Right, absolutely.
All right, so let's move on to our AMA portion of the show. AMA stands for Ask Me Anything. It's something that Reddit people that are celebrities, experts in their fields,
right,
illustrious characters of the world, all participate on Reddit each week and answer questions from the community. And you are often given surprising and delightful results.
Everyone seems very candid on AMAs. And also people will, I don't know why, but sometimes when you're interviewing someone, you want to keep it a little professional. You don't want to ask that really awkward question.
Right.
Redditors
but that's
don't
not,
care.
Yeah, Redditors, like, they're like, we want to be as awkward as possible
exactly.
And see how long you'll play along.
Exactly.
Which is fun because sometimes you get these celebrities that end up being infamous because they like couldn't handle Reddit AMAs.
Right. Right.
Most people can, though.
Right.
So
right.
What we try to do each week is highlight a few of the
always very interesting
stuff we thought that was the most fun.
So, Jerry Seinfeld, he posted his with the subject, Jerry Seinfeld loves answering questions, the dumber and better, now! And there were some great things. His username was _Seinfeld, which I thought was pretty awesome. So, iBodySlamHippos asks, what is the best part about being Jerry Seinfeld? And Jerry Seinfeld responds, probably when I open my eyes in the morning and go, oh God, I'm Jerry Seinfeld. Let's get out of bed and enjoy this.
You know, I would roll my eyes at that, but it probably is pretty cool to be Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, probably is. And I couldn't tell if the beginning was him saying that he just enjoys laughter. Like, he enjoys being a comedian and hearing laughter from his audience. Or if he was just really laughing at the person who had made the question.
Maybe.
Which one?
It's hard to know with him because his whole shtick is being deadpan, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hear him laughing, though.
I really don't
And I
know.
Still watch Seinfeld reruns on the regular, so. Big fan. Okay, I am a actor, part-time demigod, professional badass, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, also participated in his own AMA. He's _ Dwayne Johnson. I guess that's like a trend for celebrities.
I think it's whenever they can't get their real name, they throw an underscore in front of it.
Right. So he considers himself actor, part-time demigod, professional badass. Very good. Golden Afro asked in this AMA, what is your view on the turtleneck as a tactical garment? And Dwayne Johnson responds, the turtleneck can in fact work as a tactical garment, but you should also have a leather fanny pack on standby.
Nice. That's
which
a good photo.
He does.
Very good photo.
Look at The Rock, man. I mean, who couldn't love that? Everything. I love everything about that.
If he dyed the top of his hair red, I think he would.
You know what's better than a turtleneck? A silver chain on top of a turtleneck.
Top of the turtleneck.
Love it.
Over the turtleneck.
That looks like something
that
I would wear in high school.
That turtleneck is tucked into his pants. I just want to point out.
Oh, yes, it is.
He tucked the turtle pants.
Yep.
Turtleneck. Turtle pants.
Turtle pants. I don't
Next
know what that is.
Next week on Reddit Up,
we're going to
show
turtle pants. That was the best thing I ever saw.
Pretty awesome. I also like to think that that's a question reference to Archer. So next, I am a paleontologist at the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Canada, Badlands of Alberta, specializing in extinct predators, which means I know important things, such as which dinosaur would win in a fight. Ask me anything.
So this is a great example of somebody, it's not a celebrity, right, but it's somebody who is a paleontologist and knows their...
Right. So yeah. AMA can stand for two things. Either ask me anything, and then this IAMA is I'm a blank. So this person is a paleontologist.
Right.
And so that's...
I probably have great trivia answers right. for your questions.
Right. And so what's funny is yeah. I didn't actually see him answer which dinosaur would win in a fight. But it doesn't matter. Penny K. Lane asks, what dinosaur would make the best household pet? And by the way, this user is Dr. Francisco Therrien.
Francois Therrien.
I'm so glad. Is that French?
It
seems French.
Yeah, well, he's in Alberta, but yes, right. That's a French
baby,
name.
A baby Stegosaurus, because it wouldn't shed and wouldn't eat you, was the answer.
Now, hold on a second. Earlier in the show, we were talking about feathered dinosaurs.
Well, this is a dinosaur show.
Apparently, so Stegosaurus, not feathered? Hard to say.
I don't know.
We need to know more,
also,
Dr. Francois.
How does he know it doesn't shed?
Right. You weren't there. Or were you?
You weren't there.
Yeah.
You could say that
you
to
know.
Any paleontologist. How do you know?
I'm a
you
professor, a paleontologist. No, that's cool, though. Baby stegosaurus. I love the stegosauruses.
Yeah.
They're so cute. They got the little, you know,
what
it's a little kind
what do you do
kinda,
with it once it's grown up, though? It starts to shed? You got to...
Well, you know, you get some land out in Petaluma, and then you just let it graze. Then it becomes an outdoor stegosaurus.
Let it roam.
Okay, finally, one of my favorite actors, Jeff Bridges, also conducted his AMA. It was a funny title. Jeff Bridges here, abiding with you all, AMA. His username is Real Jeff Bridges. Bidet Mate asked Jeff Bridges, Mr. Bridges, to me, I read that you've been married to your wife since 1977. To what do you attribute the success of your marriage in an industry notoriously hard on relationships? Kind of heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Real Jeff Bridges answers, I think it's important to, you'll think I'm silly, but to love each other, which begs the question, what is love? Words that come to mind are openness, understanding, gentleness, kindness, and kind of working on those things because everyone has a light and dark side, I think, selfish aspects, and to kind of realize those in each other and realize that we're going to have our own particular story at any given time. And those stories, they might not be the ultimate truth, but they're certainly true for each of us. So to understand that we're each going through our particular version of reality, to respect that, and to nurture being in love, you know, to nurture that.
Wow.
Which
that was deep.
I would, but it like, best husband ever.
Yeah.
Call me if you ever get divorced.
He's been married since 1977.
1977, yeah, it's fine.
I don't think.
Right. I was one.
Yeah, you were one.
It's not gonna work for us, but I think he seems like a very nice man.
Yeah, he seems like really
so nice. It's good. You learn a lot about people, especially people that you think of in a completely different way. Right. We have some AMAs coming up next week, looking ahead to next week. Reddit does a pretty good job of letting us know
if they haven't
want to schedule it, because the nice thing about AMAs is they'll live forever on Reddit. You can read them later, but if you want to participate,
it's live.
You're
gonna do it.
Yeah, you have to sort of schedule your question or you're going to miss it. Gilbert Gottfried next week on August 2nd. Hannah Hart, the star of My Drunk Kitchen.
You've interviewed.
I have, yeah. Amber and I interviewed her on The Social Hour, another show here on Twit. She's really funny. That's on August 5th. And also on August 5th, Sean Bean, of course, Ned Stark on Game of Thrones, among many, many other things. But that's what, you know, a lot of us know him for most recently. So he's probably going to have a lot to say.
Oh, that's exciting.
Chad, should we move on to the awe of the week?
I think so.
I think we should. Oh, buddy.
His little teeth.
Hey.
Hamsters are in this season.
In tiny sombreros. Oh, boy.
Aww.
Oh, hi.
What are these?
Are those baby corgis?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm dying. Somebody didn't have a good day.
Aww.
Somebody was...
Aww.
Really. That was our awe of the week. We're going to do that to you every single week.
Now, I have a bonus awe for you.
Because I know you've got love in your heart. Okay.
So, and this one I feel proud of because I showed it. I was the first person to show it to Karsten.
Okay. Karsten, our producer.
Our producer, who helps out a ton with the show. Big thanks to Karsten. The title of this is Little Girl is Devastated That Her Baby Brother Must Grow Up.
Okay.
And we just have to watch all of it. It's pretty short.
All right. Oh, she's sad because he's like her little toy.
Yeah, he's so cute.
He's so cute, and it makes you cry.
And I don't want to die when I'm 100.
And they just look at him. He's like, "Hey, I'm so cute." She just,
oh.
Oh, you are so cute.
Isn't this just
it's
the
hard
most...
it's hard having such a intense mortality lesson so early
I
in
know.
Life.
She you know? I feel like she took that really well.
She you're right.
She realized she might die at 100.
You're all gonna grow up and you're gonna die. You're lucky to hit 100, kid.
Oh my god.
Don't smoke.
I saw a comment that was like, this is what they call an early life crisis.
I mean, how old did you think she is? About 4?
Something
like that?
But, geez, yeah.
Wow.
I feel like she took the impending mortality really well.
I love that this is the world we live in where mom's like, say that again? I'm just going to go ahead and hit record and submit to Reddit.
Exactly.
Should we take a little break, Chad?
I think so.
I think we'll take a little break. This is actually kind of, this is a way that you can participate with this show. Amazon.com obviously is a way that you can buy just about anything you like. What's the last thing that you bought on Amazon?
Oh, God. The last thing I bought this backpack on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. This is my favorite backpack of all
time.
Oh,
that's right. You've showed it to me.
Shown this off.
It's,
has multiple
it's
compartments.
It's the backpack that, it does it all.
It's where I store my DSLR. It's great. And because I could browse Amazon really easily.
Right.
But how does that help the show?
Well, the way that it helps the show is that if you want to support TWiT and Reddit Up and all of our other shows, you can with your Amazon purchases if you're somebody that uses Amazon on a regular basis. You just click through the Amazon banner at twit.tv/Amazon. We've got that all set up for you. And then you just shop as usual. It doesn't change your experience at all. It just costs you nothing extra, but it helps... Well, let's say keep the lights on at the Brick House a little
right.
bit because we get, a few cents, maybe a few dollars here and there. But collectively, that actually helps us out a lot.
Oh, it looks like I was going to buy some chargers. Have you seen these chargers? They're here. I actually have a few things in my cart. There are these chargers that have not only a micro USB, but a lightning cable, and it's permanently attached. So you have both of them all the time.
Oh, I love that.
So if I was to buy that just like normal...
Right.
A little amount would go to TWiT.
All you do is start at twit.tv/Amazon anytime you are thinking of buying something, even if you're just browsing. Do that, and it helps us out. And this whole time I've been thinking about what I purchased last on Amazon.
I think
it was an expensive piece of cutlery.
Oh, like a knife, a new knife?
Yeah, because it's like, when do I ever want to go to a store and do all that stuff?
No.
That doesn't really sound fun for me,
no.
But I get into this weird wormhole on Amazon, and then all of a sudden I bought a $300 knife.
So it's super easy to remember, twit.tv/Amazon. We even have links for UK or Canada Amazon, if that's your style.
We sure do. Yeah, so. We like to be multinational here on Reddit Up.
And we thank you for supporting the show, because this is all on you.
We thank you in advance.
Thanks
for doing that. All right, what's next, Chad?
Subreddit of the week. So we like to highlight a subreddit. One of the great things about Reddit is that anyone can create their own little community and use all the tools of Reddit. And there's been some pretty amazing communities that have jumped out. It could be stories. It could be just Reddit is super useful, and you guys know that. So this week we are highlighting the subreddit Tales from Tech Support. This subreddit is full of stories from people who are in tech support, and this is perfect for TWiT because we are a techie network.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to highlight a few. Actually, I guess you're taking the first highlighted story from this.
Yes. This is a good one. It's titled, "Could you please fix the new whiteboard in the room I am in now?" This was submitted by Schizo Zero.
Yeah. So this is the story is that here Schizo works at a college, and they have just installed these new fancy like digital whiteboards.
Yeah.
And so he gets a call that he should head down because one of the whiteboards isn't working. He walks into the room and it's just a normal whiteboard with a projector screen on it. And he has to convince the teacher that, sorry, your room hasn't had the new whiteboard installed. This is just a normal whiteboard. And the teacher's pretty belligerent about it, just saying, well, can you try to fix it anyway?
Are you listening?
Right. It's like, there's icons in it because your projector is projecting onto it. Look, if I push the icon, nothing happens. It's just a projector. It's just having to convince the teacher that. Not a real fancy whiteboard. You just have a normal whiteboard.
The next one called "I Don't Have My Icons," which was submitted by Berserk69. This is a great one. This is actually something that I think many of us who have parents mm-hmm. can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the story. The IT support person gets a call. The user says, "My shortcut icons are gone.
Everything's gone.
Everything's gone." So he says, "Let me remote into your PC. I can take a look. What's the label on your computer?" And then the user says it's M, you know, with a string. And he goes, no, that's the monitor.
You have a monitor label.
You're giving me the name of the monitor. What's the label on the computer itself? It'll lead with the letter C. User's just like, but I'm looking at the computer. And then it derails from there.
So once he finally figures out which computer it is, finds out that they have two monitors plugged in, and he says, why don't you turn on the other monitor? The person on the phone says, oh, I never turn that monitor on. Boop. Hey, my icons. There they are. They were hidden on the other monitor.
Things must have switched around because there's ghosts in the machine.
Well, I never turn that monitor on.
It's good stuff. Tales from Tech Support. I mean, it's painfully good.
It's painfully good. And and people, techie people like us can just revel in each other's misery of mothers calling, not understanding that iPads don't have the same type of file structures as their computers, and you know Windows 98 can't do the same things that Windows 7 can. So stuff like that.
That's good stuff.
Tales from Tech Support.
All right, let's move on to Ask Reddit. This is where there is a question posed basically to all of Reddit, and you get a wide variety of answers to questions from a lot of people who have different theories on things.
Right. This is all of Reddit.
Exactly. Okay, so here's the question of the week. If you could ban one item from ever existing again and everybody would know it was you, what would you ban? We got a response from Maze Rage 48 who says clamshell packaging. Not a fan of clamshell packaging.
That is a good one.
I mean, I don't think that would have come to my mind, but
no.
Sure.
See, this is a subtle question because the big part of it is everyone would know it was you. So if you choose something that like you really hate, like God, I really hate car horns.
Yeah.
But there's gonna be people upset.
People being like, that's car horns save lives, man.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So but this guy would be a hero.
Right, because nobody's gonna
everyone
miss clamshell
hates
packaging.
Clamshell, the sealed
it's
size.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Center Solace said Comcast. It's pretty good.
I'm sure half of the U.S. nation would be
upset the only problem.
Because they couldn't get anything.
Well, that is the thing. It's at my house. That's my one option.
Right.
I don't have cable, but I have internet, and I have to pay Comcast for it. I have no other options.
Right.
So that would kind of suck. Center Solace. Whistling Sausages. See, these usernames are so good. Says unfrosted Pop Tarts. You're welcome.
Who buys unfrosted Pop Tarts?
Are there such a thing?
Yeah. No, they just have the filling, and who buys Pop-Tarts for the filling? It's just, it's an embarrassment of, like,
because,
dehydrated Pop-Tart, because
you toast the Pop-Tart, and then the frosting gets kind of
a little melty.
Oh, I love them.
I know. Anyway.
I love a good Pop-Tart. That would be like, I don't know, opening a peanut shell, and there's no peanut inside.
It's like cereal
makes
before
you
sugar was
die.
Added.
Oh. All right. So I think that this is the point where
we like
we're making fun of people. But I would also like to answer this because I have a very specific one. I would like to ban forever watermelon.
People are going to be upset at you.
Well, I don't care. Watermelon is the worst thing that grows on Earth. And I want it gone. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to see it. And I don't want it to be in my fruit salad.
You dislike watermelon?
I hate it.
Do you like other melons? Like cantaloupe?
All of them.
Okay.
Watermelon specifically is an evil thing that should be eradicated.
To be honest.
It's my answer, and I'm sticking to it. What's
totally
yours?
I agree. I don't
Good.
Like watermelon.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Mine is mountain scented body wash.
What?
Specifically mountain scented body wash. Because
nothing. What does that mean? What does a mountain scent smell like?
No, exactly.
Like dirt up high?
No, there's body wash comes in like three smells. Mountain, rush, like any of these dumb
smells. Rush sounds like sweat.
They come in the dumbest smells.
But you dislike mountain the most. Do you not like the smell or you don't like the marketing?
I hate the idea that the only smells that I can choose from are smells that don't exist.
Yeah, mountain.
Mountain. Cool breeze.
Well, that cool breeze.
That's not a smell. No. A cool breeze is an action that happens across your body.
We've hit a nerve, people. We have struck a nerve.
I don't want...
Cool breeze, I feel like I can kind of, you know, they're talking like island breeze, sandy, salty
it's
air.
It's so dumb.
But mountain, I'm with you. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Any of the body washes that have a smell, and the adjective for that smell is something that doesn't directly correlate to an actual smell, out of here. It's gone forever.
Well, now you know how we feel. We will be back next week with another Ask Reddit question that you can all play along with as well. We'll tell you a little bit later in the show how you could actually send in your responses to us. Let's move on now to a part of Reddit that is always very educational. Today I learned.
We like to wrap up the show.
T-I-L.
Wrap up the show with Today I Learned.
Now, and this is actually something that it's a subreddit
right.
that people will submit things to where it's like, hey, you know what I didn't know until just recently? And often when I read them, I'm like, me either. All right, so I will start. T-I-L, Bill Gates once unleashed a swarm of mosquitoes into a crowd at a tech conference displaying the need to eradicate malaria. He explained to the crowd, there is no reason only poor people should be infected. That was submitted by user quote of the hour. That's
so did these mosquitoes have malaria?
I doubt it very much because that's a lawsuit. Many of them.
Can you imagine? But it doesn't matter. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's like, whatever. He's saving the world. A few of you can die. I'm making a point. But that is a pretty dramatic thing to do. You're going to get the attention of the conference. Everyone's going to put their, you know, Twitter down.
Yeah, it makes that Oprah Bees gif kind of a reality. So today I learned that Dr. Seuss invented the word nerd.
Really?
Yeah.
Nerd, huh? No,
yeah. That's from Dan Thorns.
Dan Thorns.
Submitted that.
Well, Dan, I didn't know that either. And I was a pretty big Dr. Seuss fan as a kid. I guess nerd.
Were you a Dr. Seuss nerd?
Yeah. I guess it's one of those words that rhymes with so much stuff that
nerd,
Dr. Seuss
herd.
Was like, I don't know, we got a bird, we got a herd, let's make up the word nerd.
Nerd, why not?
And now we're all calling ourselves
You're going to call me a turd?
Right, exactly. T.I.L., as a teenager, Puccini, opera composer, stole organ pipes from his town's cathedral and sold them to buy cigarettes. As a church organist, he then rearranged the music to avoid playing the missing notes.
Wow.
That was submitted by Jerry Haynes. Jerry, I don't know where you come up with this stuff, but it's pretty interesting.
Seems legit. No one's going to notice.
You know, little Puccini just wanted to smoke.
He did.
You know, you're not going to live to 100 doing that, Puccini.
The church could have avoided this by giving him just a few extra dollars.
But they didn't know.
They had no idea.
He took the keys and sold them and was like, I'm a genius. No one will know. And they didn't. And then he had a great career.
It's really using your
Good
head
work,
for
Puccini.
Nicotine. Today I learned there used to be a horse-sized duck living in Australia.
Wait a second.
It is real, folks.
Now, I don't know. If somebody was watching the show and like, hey, man, maybe I should get into Reddit. Maybe you should quickly explain the horse-sized duck.
This is a meme that has been on a lot of Ask Me Anythings.
Yes.
Would you rather face a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? And
that's just, it's a thing that it's just,
thing.
It's grown its own legs, and that's just what people get asked.
Yes, and the cool thing is people don't just answer like a horse-eyed duck and done. They almost always give a really good reason why.
You're right.
Bill Nye the Science Guy answered that a horse-sized duck wouldn't have the circulatory would die of cardiac arrest because its heart wouldn't be able to handle it. And then 100 horse-sized, it was something like that, 100 horse-sized or duck-sized horses would also die because of something. Like, it was...
Well, so that New Yorker, user that New Yorker submitted this. Do we see the horse-sized duck, or we just have to just hope that
there is
really was one?
An artist rendering of the horse-sized duck?
All right, let's see.
And so I don't know. Maybe this was just drawn in MS Paint really quickly, but
I need like a car to be parked next to it or something so I can.
We
get
need
a
banana
scale.
For scale.
We need a banana for scale. Yeah, the banana is like little banana down at the feet.
Really? Yeah.
Pretty cool though. Australia, full of surprises.
Absolutely.
You never fail to disappoint.
It exists
little country down under.
And no one will question you.
We want to remind you that we mentioned earlier in the show that you can participate in the show as much as possible. We have our own subreddit for the show. Why wouldn't we? Which is /r/ReditUp. So that's a place where you can not only kind of hang out with each other, but submit stories. For future episodes.
We'll submit our episodes there so you can discuss them.
Right.
Give us suggestions and tips.
Yeah, it's a place to live on the internet.
Right.
And then, of course, you can always go to our show at twit.tv/RU.
RU. Right. RU. Read it up.
Pretty cool. Nothing to do with Russian currency. Right.
And that finishes up episode one. Please subscribe to the show at twit.tv/RU, and you'll get every episode hand-delivered to you by robots over the internet.
Very true. We record the show live at about 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays after Tech News Tonight. And if you can join us live and be in our chat room and have a ball with us, that's great. If not, of course, you can subscribe and watch on demand whenever you like. You can listen, too, but... so much of the show is visual. We hope that we hope you watch it if you can.
And that's about it. See you next week on Reddit Up.
Bye, everybody. Episode one is done.